How about a round of applause for our final three contestants? The Oracle of Sports is Sid Hartman. We appreciate the homage you folks are paying to him and WCCO by your participation in this contest and the applause.
Homage.
How much is that worth, huh, guys?
Homage.
Joe Shefcheck is going to be our first finalist. He was, for the radio listeners, the one that had the boombox up on his shoulder and did the rap song about Sid Hartman. Joe, congratulations for making it to the finals. Thank you.
Joe, you need a haircut. That's your only problem.
That is kind of long hair, Joe.
Yeah.
Save your material. Save your material. Are the judges ready?
Go, do it.
Two more minutes in the final round, and the microphone is yours.
All right, well, let's get it started right off here. Genius, 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 genius. There, we got that out of the way. Don't have to talk about that. I can't believe all these bozos that come out here and enter this thing. And about our judges, haven't picked on any of them yet today. Speaking of bozos, I think I saw Roger down on the midway a little while ago. he was swimming up from the bottom of the dunk tank. He gets back on his bench and whips out his old joke book and starts telling jokes. You wouldn't believe how accurate those guys would throw when Rogers telling jokes. Better than Twins pitching staff. Unbelievable. And then we got Mike Lunch, Mr. 50-50. Nice forecast, Lunch. The only guy that knows the name of every single tavern in every single town in the Midwest, maybe that has something to do with this forecast being wrong all the time. Might as well just flip a coin for that deal. Oh, that's Telfair. It's probably some genius with all the answers wanted to tell me what I said wrong, but they'll call back. Maybe I should answer it anyway. Oh, it's Eric Escala. Escala, well, he needs a ride to the Capitol again. Maybe go have lunch. Make sure we pick a restaurant where they got straight-in parking because, you know, the guy can't parallel park. Unbelievable. Nice kid. I just wish he'd get a car. I can't say anything about Mona because I got to work with the guy. Thanks a lot again for coming on out. Sid Hartman, Minnesota sports legend. Goodbye.
Joe Shefcheck. Thank you, Joe. Nice job from Hamel. All right, Joe, I think we can bring out contestant number two, who is not the garbage truck over there, by the way. Come on out here, Tom. I think we can probably do it right now. I'm looking at that big old truck, and I want to give you the audience's attention, but I think we can do it right now. Tom Treeler is from Minnetonka. Now, Tom, which one were you?
I did the Lou Holtz and took a few shots at the Dark Man.
Oh, that's right. Selling the program at Canterbury Downs 6 months ago. And now he's on WC.
Rockstar was selling racing forms at Canterbury Downs 6 months ago, and overnight he became a radio star.
He drives me around, so I like him.
Drives you around.
All right, Tom Treeler.
You get that stiff up at Brainerd to give him free fishing guideline. Guys, never caught a fish in their life.
No, that was Sid. That was Sid.
Oh, that was Sid.
All right.
I'm going to five.
Quiet on the set.
Turn your hearing aid up, Roger.
Oh, come on.
You ready, Sid?
All set.
Contestant number two, Tom Treeler. Tom?
First of all, some of the geniuses here at WCCO think I'm going to go to dinner with some stiff that sounds like me. And another thing, you can sit Dark Star, but speaking of Dark Star, apparently he was spotted here at the fair. Now, I guess he's running for Senate or something. He's got his Republican booth on that end and his Democrat booth on the other end. I don't know which way to go with that. You know, you never know which Dark. You know, Dark says one thing one day, another next day. But we got some of our judges here as we go down the line. Well, Lynch, I won't even touch that. We could work on that all day. Then we got Escala here. That's Dark's campaign manager. You know, he's over at the Capitol all day. That's where he's at. Roger Erickson, if you want to know what's going on in the world, wake up in the morning, don't tune to WCCO. You'll find something else. He's not the guy. Then we got, on the end here, we got Dave Mota. What is, he answers the phone Sunday mornings. He'll be working at the Holiday Inn the way he works that switchboard every day. Let me tell you, take these four here, and I think What could we possibly do with these four? There's only one man, one genius out there that could do something with these four. That'd be Bobby Knight. Probably one of the greatest coaches in the world, a close personal friend. You take these four geniuses, and you throw in Ruth Kozlak, you got Big Ten Championship written all over it. Thank you.
I'd have a tie for first.
Having fun? Contestant number three.
Win them all over those free chicken dinners.
Yeah, for those of you listening to the radio right now, not having the luxury of seeing the contestants, this third contestant now, Kevin McDonough, was the one who did the Barney impersonation. He did the I Love Sid song and all of those other voices as well. And, yeah, he's got some chicken dinners out Dassel Cicado way. So let's bring out Kevin McDonough of St. Paul. Kevin? All right. You're the third of our three finalists. We're going to take a quick commercial break so we don't compete with the garbage truck. And then we will come back with the finalist on WCCO. We are at the State Fair on News Talk 830 WCCO, the final contestant in the final round of the Sid Hartman Sound-Alike Contest. You heard him do his Barney song and all those other voices. Kevin McDonough from St. Paul. Kevin, you get 2 more minutes. Sid is taking a seat right next to you, and you are on.
All right, gang, it's 20 minutes now after the hour of 1 o'clock. Ma, the weather is still okay.
Well, honey, you know, the Pronto Puffs will kind of taste a little better today, I think. You know, a little crispy air out there.
All right, it's time for Sir Sidney's Sports Hero. Take it away, Sir Sidney.
Hey, Sports Hero, Jack Buck and Hank Stram, a couple of great guys, legends in their own mind. I tell you, these guys are great sportscasters. I've tried to get on their color team forever. Jack, Hank, it's an honor to have you here.
All right, and I can't wait for Warren Moon to get on the 40-yard line and take it down to the end zone.
I tell you, this guy, Warren Moon, is always a full moon in Minnesota now. This guy is unbelievable. You know, another guy was Tommy Kramer. Remember Tommy Kramer? Anybody remember him? I tell you, he's the guy who invented Barney the Dinosaur. Great guy. He's going to be a mascot at the Vikings game tomorrow. Isn't that right, Barney?
That's right. I'm so excited because I love Sid. Sid loves me. And we're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
I tell you, I really love you, too. I tell you, you know something? Ray Christensen is going to be doing the Gophers tonight, and the basketball is going to be unbelievable this year. They're going to be running around like a bunch of tornadoes. Isn't that right, Ray?
I tell you, this is Ray Christensen. There's going to be a tornado in the front court, in the back court, in the side court. Come and watch the Gophers on WCCO, News Talk 830.
This is Sid Hartman.
Good job. We're getting some bonus voices there, aren't we? All right, congratulations again to all of our 8 finalists, and then the very final 3 contestants have their names written on the little boards in front of Mike Lynch, Eric Escala, Roger Erickson, and Dave Mohn over there. And fellas, if you guys are ready to announce the winners, we'll be ready to announce who they are. Remember, the top prize gets a dinner over at Murray's with Sid.
Here's a big scoop. The Vikings have re-signed Sean Salisbury and asked waivers on Henri Ware. Salisbury was released yesterday by the Houston Oilers. So Sean Salisbury comes back as a Viking. I think it's a very good move.
Sid is doing Sid. I mean, we're in the middle of the Sid contest, and he's breaking news. He just got a call.
How'd you get that?
Yeah, I'll get it on right now. You heard it here first. It says scoop on that sheet of paper. By the way, Sid also asked me to mention that you can buy your tickets for the Gopher game. You mean the Penn State Gopher game?
Yes, sir. Go over to the, what's that building?
That I don't know. You're the one that's telling me. Which one is it, Eric?
It's that building down there. I don't know.
Just wander around, ask strangers, you got any tickets, and they'll find them.
It's that building that Sid was pointing to.
All I know is there's plenty of tickets left.
But where are they?
Those Gophers to win. Go to the Metrodome tonight, and I want to see how those bunch of stiffs can cheer. Every time Penn State gets the ball, I hope that quarterback can't hear anything. And we're going to see what happens. This could turn the Gopher football program around, and they do have a shot. If they'll just cheer like you people are going to cheer right now.
That's pretty good. Do we find out the building yet?
Yeah, it's the second floor of the grandstand.
Second floor of the grandstand.
That little building over there, more commonly known as the grandstands. Second floor.
I hope these guys can add in front of us.
All right, looks like they actually are.
The could never add, and the other stiff couldn't add either.
Take off your shoes and socks.
Okay, Tom Gavaris from WCCO Radio has handed me third through first. We will start with our third place winner, who will receive as his prize a $50 certificate for Murray's Restaurant. Let's welcome back Kevin McDonough of St. Paul. Give him a hand, please. Kevin, congratulations. Thanks for coming out.
You bet. Thank you. It's been an honor.
$50 certificate over at Murray's, and take that back with you to Dassel and Kakato and your home in St. Paul. All right, our second place finisher.
Joe Shevchik.
From Hamel is Joe Shevchik. Joe, come on out. Thanks for the rap song. We're going to be able to play that song that he did, the Sid rap. They actually have a studio version, so tell your friends to listen to WCCO this week, and we'll have some more laughs thanks to your fine talent. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Just one more thing. After you're all done here, you go, over to the sweet corn stand. Roger Erickson grew it all in his garden.
Hey, Tom Treelar, come on out and welcome our champion. All right.
If you think you're going to win this thing easy, these guys all expect something.
Yeah.
No.
Where's your money now? Where's the money?
I got mine in advance.
I got
all
nothing.
These freeloaders, they'll take anything they can get. Where's that genius?
All right, just a word from our winner. Congratulations. Enjoy. Now, you guys are actually, are you going to do Sid during the lunch that you're going to have at Murray's?
Well, first of all, Dark's not coming to that lunch, I hope.
Definitely not.
I hope he's not there.
If he comes, he'll bring some Canterbury Racing for him to sell you.
Yeah. I just want to thank all the other contestants that are in there. Everybody's really good, and it was a lot of fun just to be out here.
Nice job. Thank you very much, Tommy. Yeah. Very good.
Good job, Tom.